pravimo obred molitvenog bdjenja, a ovo je već nama poznato u crkvi, Majke Božje, jednu za djece. Posebno nam je drago da večeras je s nama Monsignor William Shomali, patrijarh vikar za Palestinu i Jordan. Jako smo počašeni njegovim dolaskom. Posebno pozdravljam i fra Franju Tomaševića, valjana Svete Katarine ovdje u Kaplini, koji je naš, možemo reći, susjed ovoga mjesta s kojim smo evo u prošlosti srdačno sudađivali. We are very honored, Excellency, with your presence this evening. With your presence, you bring the peace of Holy Land, which encourages us to go forward in deepening of faith and in helping the Christian in Holy Land. I mostly welcome the lieutenants of Sardinia, of Malta, of Slovenia, as well as the Lieutenant of Honor of Slovenia, as well as the delegates of Belgium and France. Please, Excellency.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Nice names, brothers and sisters, we are gathered here in prayer to prepare ourselves for the promise of fidelity to the ideas and commitments of the Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem, into which candidates ask to be admitted. Let us address our prayers to Christ our Savior, that he may purify us from our sins by his death on the cross and make us partakers in the victory of his resurrection. Amen. so that our vigil, enlightened by the work of salvation, may bring us to encounter Christ, your Son, who died and rose again, and who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. Amen.
Vječna ljubav koju Bog nikad neće uskratiti. U povijesti spasenja Božja ljubav prema svetom gradu postaje simbolom ljubavi koja se širi na sve narode. Odlomak iz knjige proroka Izaije oslikava tu Božju ljubav.
Čitanje knjige proroka Izaije. Sionu za ljubav neću šutjeti, Jeruzalema radi neću mirovati, dok pravda njegova ne zasiti ko svjetlost, to njegovo spasenje radi ne bila neko zubja. I pustit ćeš vidjeti tu pravednost i tu slavu svi kraje. Prozvat će te novim imenom, što će kao odrediti usta Jahve. U Jahvinoj će se ruke biti kruna divna i kraljevski vijenac na tragu Boga svoga. Nećete više zvati ostavljeno, ni zemlju tvoju opustošeno, nego ćete zvati moja milina, a zemlju tvoju udana, jer ti si milje Jahvino i zemlja će tvoja imati zemlju. Kao što se mladi ženi djevicom, tvoj će se galeti tomu ženici. I kao što se ženi kraduje nevijesti, tvoj će se Bog tebi radovati. Na zidine tvoje Jeruzaleme, stražare se postavio, ni danju ni noću ne smiju našutjeti. O, vi koji posjetite Jahve, vama nema moćnika. I ne dajte mu mira dok ne obnovi Jeruzalem, dok ga opet slavu na zemlji ne učini. Riječ
Peace.
Izvorni ideal članova viteškog reda Svetoga groba Jeruzalemskog bila je predanost pothvatima koji su se smatrali plemenitima i svetima. Ti se ideali utjelovljuju u javnosti u redovitim životnim situacijama, a osobito u životnim teškoćama, kao i u velikodušnom i trajnom zalaganju za izgradnju novoga svijeta, rast crkve i dobro. Sveti Pavao ukazuje nam na opremu koja je potrebna za taj duhovni duh.
Čitanje poslanice Svetoga Pavla apostola Efežanima. Braće, jačajte se Gospodinu i u silnoj snazi njegovoj. Obucite svu opremu Božiju da se mognete oduprijeti lukavstvima đavola. Jer nije nam se boriti protiv krvi i mesa, nego protiv vrhovništva, protiv vlasti, protiv upravljača ovoga mračnog svijeta, protiv zlih duhova po nebesima. Zbog toga posegnite za svom opremom Božijom da uzmognete odoljeti u dan zli i održati se kad sve nabavljate, držite se data. Opašite vetre istinom, obucite oklop pravednosti, otpašite nove spremnošću za evanđelje mira. U svemu imajte uzase štit vjere, njime ćete moći ugasiti ognjene strijele zloga. Uzmite i kacigu spasenja i mač duha, to jest riječ Božju. Svakovrsnom se molitvom i prošnjom u svakoj prigodi u duhu molite. Poradi toga i bdijte sa svom ustrajnošću i molitvom za sve svete. Riječ Gospodnja.
Ovaj čovjek bijaše sin Boži. I zavijeka promatratu i neke žene, među njima Marija Magdalena i Marija majka Jakova, mlađega, Josipa i Saloma. Te su ga pratile kad bijašu u Galeji i posluživali. I mnoge druge koje uzidjuše s njim u Jeruzalemu. A uvečer, budući da je bila priprava, to jest predvečer subote, dođe Josip iz Arimateje, ugledan vijećnik, koji također iščekivaše kraljevstvo Božje. Odvaži se, uđe k Pilatu i zaiska tijelo Isusovo. Pilat se začudi da već umro pa doza satnika i upita ga je li odavno umro. Kad saznao satnika, darova Josipu tijelo. Josip kupi platno, skine tijelo i zavije ga u platno te položi u grob koji bijaše izduben iz stijene i dotrulja kamen na grobna vrata. A Marija Magdalena i Marija Josipova promatraju kamo ga polažu. Kad prođe subota, Marija Magdalena i Marija Jakova i Saloma kupiše mjomirisa da odu pomazati Isusa. I prvog dana u tjedu, veoma rano, po zalasu sunčevu dođu na grob. I govore pomeđu sobom, tko će nam otkatrljati kamen s vrata groblja? Pogledaju, a ono kamen otkatrljaju. Bijaše doista veoma velik. I ušaši u grob, ugledaju mladića za ogranuta bijelom haljinom, gdje sjedi s desna i preplaše se. A on će, ne plašite se. Isusa tražite Nazarećane, raspetoga, uskrsnog, nije ovdje. Evo mjesta kamo ga položiše. Nego, idite, recite njegovim učenicima i Petru. Ide pred vama u Galeju, ovdje ćete ga vidjeti kako vam reče. Oni iziđu i stanu bježati od groba. Spopade strah i trepe. I nikom ništa ne rekoše jer se bojao. Riječ Gospodnja.
Slava tebi, Hriste.
Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to thank the Magister Delegate of Croatia, His Excellency Claude, who invited the Latin Patriarch to attend this vigil with you. I greet all the members of the Magister Delegation of Croatia here present, the new candidates. I greet also the lieutenants coming from Slovenia, Malta, Sardinia, and the delegation from other countries like Belgium and France. I feel privileged to be with you this evening to pray for Jerusalem, which was mentioned in the readings of this night 7 times. Zion, Jerusalem, were mentioned 7 times. This is the perfect figure in the Bible. So we pray for Jerusalem, for its community, and I bring you their gratitude, their greetings, first of all of the Patriarch, but also the community of Jerusalem knows about the order of the Holy Sepulchre, who continues to support our community. The readings of this celebration are inspiring. The first one from Isaiah says, "On your walls, Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen." In the reading we read sentinels, it is the same, watchmen. All day and all night they will never keep silent. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves. We are allowed to consider that the watchmen and watchwomen, the sentinels, appointed by the Lord to watch on Jerusalem and its community, are called today the nights and days of the Holy Sepulchre. You are the watchmen and the watchwomen over the walls of Jerusalem, over the church of Jerusalem. It is your mission, and you do it well. This is an occasion to thank you all for your dedication, closeness, and generosity. You continue a long tradition, a long Croatian tradition of active, dynamic presence in the Holy Land since the time in which Croatian people purchased the land in Jerusalem, over which stands today the Basilica and the Garden of Gethsemane. Today, it seems granted, we have it, but it was a great courage from Croatian Catholics at that time, centuries ago, to come to Jerusalem and to buy this piece of land, which has no value. The second reading, taken from the letter of Paul to Ephesians, hit my attention. The Apostle Paul reminds the Ephesians and us today that we are in a situation of spiritual fight, spiritual warfare, not against men and women, but against the devil. Put on the full armor of God, writes St. Paul. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil. While preparing this homily, I received on my inbox a message saying this: we need preachers who preach that hell is still hot, that heaven is real, that the devil is not a myth, that sin is wrong, that the Bible is God's word, and that Jesus is the only Savior. These things are not granted today, because even Catholic nations who were Catholic in the past deny what we believe now. I agree with these words and found a good opportunity to fulfill my duty as a preacher today, reminding that there exists a spiritual fight between us and the power of devil and evil. The Word of God talks about this fight. It is real. The devil continues to tempt us whenever he can, in whatever way he can. That we know ahead of time the result, we will be victorious because of the resurrection of Christ. Christ defeated death, and we will defeat the evil. We will be victorious if we put on the belt of truth, the shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God. It's important. It is a sword because it is efficient, cutting, effective. The power of this divine word is confirmed through these words from the letter to Hebrews. The word of God is alive and active. Alive and active. Sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit. Jesus has proven he was stronger than the devil. He expelled the devils from possessed people by one word, by one gesture. He defeated the devil in the desert using the word of God. It is the same word that resounded at the dawn of creation. That word was creative. It made things emerge from nothing to something. This same word, heard today in this celebration, in every liturgical assembly, this word is powerful, active, dynamic, and creative. Creative, consoling, healing, and life-saving. To be efficient, however, this word of God needs our full cooperation. God's word is efficient. Scripture says it is more powerful than a double-edged sword. How we must collect this word? Through reflection, listening, through prayer, through meditation. How we must feel that God speaks to us and we don't listen. God wants to tell us very important things, and we may be distracted by many useless things. We read the words of men, we listen to them. They impress us and tend to make our life poorer. The word of God really wants to make us the children of God, the free children of God. It contains the solution for our ethical and spiritual problems. Let us therefore take a resolution to listen, not only today, every celebration, to listen devoutly, with humility, to this word in order to conform our lives to it. Listening to the word of God, in which God talks to us and we talk to him. Our prayer is fruitful not only when the Lord answers our requests and our material needs. We need that. But the Lord gives us more. The Lord gives us psychological balance and spiritual well-being. They are more important than material things. I have read once that a man of science and faith called Harold Koenig wrote, "Religion helps people to live longer and happier because they have better health and more easily overcome the diseases that affect them." He said, he wrote, "Those who attend a religious worship at least once a week earn on average 7 years of life." This is nice. Prayer is not a loss of time. It gives us an extension of life. He continues, "When I started practicing medicine, I noticed that religious people, especially the elderly, seemed healthier and responded better to treatments and had greater well-being and a more positive attitude towards life." Another doctor wrote, "Studies have shown that religious people are 40% less likely to have hypertension, have a stronger immune system, are hospitalized less often, recover more quickly, and tend to suffer less from depression when they are weakened by disease. Dear brothers and sisters, the Word of God has a healing power and is life-saving. We are victorious because Jesus, our head, our Savior, has defeated the devil. Himself was also the shield to protect us from the arrows, his arrows of fire. The risen Lord means his victory and the anticipation of our own victory. Amen.
Ovo je iščekivani trenutak u kojem novi vitezovi dame preuzimaju posebnu obvezu pridruživanja redu svetoga groba Jeruzalemskog. Crkva nas prati i podupire u našoj obvezi. Pozivam kandidate i kandidatkinje da ustanu te pristupe pred roditelje.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Koji je stvorio nebo i zemlju.
Let us pray. Hear our prayers, O Lord, and be pleased to bless with your grace these robes and insignia which are to be worn by the new knights and dames. Guard those who wear them with your compassion, that they may be steadfast in the Christian life, generous in service of your church, and loyal witnesses to the faith that they profess. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Da mi je čast biti članom obitelji vitezova i dama.
da ću posvetiti svoje vrijeme i snage u služenju Bogu, crkvi i bližnjemu. Da ću velikodušno ponuditi svoju pomoć ranjivima i nesretnima, osobito u iskazivanju solidarnosti na dobrobit stanovništva svete zemlje. Da ću se zauzimati za pravdu i mir. Da ću se molitvom i bratskom pomoći solidarizirati s članovima reda. Da će mi na srcu biti briga za kršćansku prisutnost u svetoj zemlji. Da ću se aktivno uključiti u inicijative reda, te u njima sa zanosom i velikodušnošću sudjelovati, kako na razini mjesne crkve, tako i na razini sveopće crkve, a osobito prema svetoj zemlji. Da ću se založiti oko podizanja svijesti zajednice kojoj pripadam, u promicanju jedinstva među kršćanima i među religijske suradnje u svetoj zemlji. Obećavam da ću svoj život raditi prema moralnim i vjerskim načelima katoličke vjere, tako da uvijek bude vrijedan časti koja mi je dodijeljena i dostojanstva u koje se zalovijevam. Da ću slijediti odluke uprave reda i održavati odredbe statuta i općeg pravilnika reda. Ovo obećanje dajem na Črškom vrhu 15. rujna 2023. godine.
Dear candidates, receive these symbols as a sign of your zeal to defend the Holy Church of God with justice and truth. Be ardent and courageous knights and dames of the one who conquered his kingdom by offering his life to the Father. Amen.
Pozivam novopromaknute vitezove da ustanu. Njegova uzoritost, veliki meštar viteškog reda Svetog Roda Jeruzalemskog, promaknule. Karla Bartla u rang viteza velikog časnika. Petra Krešimira Vođića u rang viteza zapovjednika. Mira Radeda u rang viteza zapovjednika. Antuna Tomislava Šabana u rang viteza zapovjednika. Tomu Vukovića u rang viteza zapovjednika. Neka pristupi vitez Karl Bartla. Neka pristupi vitez Miro Radar. Neka pristupi vitez Antun Tomislav Šaban. Neka pristupi vitez Toma Vuković. Thank you.
koji nam u divnom sakramentu ostaju uspomenu muke svoje, podar nam on, molimo, tako tasiti otača, tijela i krvi tvoje, da vas da osjećamo puste i plod otkupljenja tvojega, koji živiš i kraljuješ u vijeke vjekova.
Amen.
Poniznosti, ali bez straha stupiti pred tvoje lice.